Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Curtis says, thankfully, a little relief from the heat today. Not much, but a little. In fact, if we could chime, we should open the window world of Boston WEEI weather window. Curtis can poke his head outside. What do we got today? 90 or something like that, Curtis?
Well, right now it already feels like 84 degrees in the great city of Boston. But we're going to get relief tomorrow. The high this afternoon is going to be 86, real feel, in the 90s downtown. Tomorrow, though, we're going to be waking up in the 60s with a high, not getting past 74 until Monday of next week. So we'll be cooling off a bit, some rain around. But otherwise, Friday at our road show at Rockport, or Gloucester and Rockport, it's going to be 65 degrees. Providence yesterday had a real feel of 110, which is just wild. Right now in Portland, Maine, it is 81 degrees with an afternoon high of 87.
All right. Well, Friday, 65, 70, something like that is perfect greasy pole weather. So, and we'll get later on, we'll get to a potential cooling, a thaw in the Cold War. Wait, can you have a thaw in a Cold War? In the a little bit of relief when it comes to the battle between this show and the greasy pole hardos in Gloucester. Maybe. All right. Anyway, we were smack dab in the middle of they said it. What is next, Shine?
Well, next, Greg, let's go to the New England Patriots, because Robert Kraft sat down with Adam Schefter and was asked about the last couple seasons for the New England Patriots. Here was Kraft and Schefter.
Please tell Patriot fans some of your expectations for your new head coach and the team he's assembling right now.
Any Patriot fans that are out there, I can tell you I'm very excited about this upcoming season. The last 2 years were the worst years of my 31 years of ownership. We have to change that. We have a new coach in Mike Vrabel who is really connected with the players, doing great work. We have a young quarterback, a lot of great veterans, free agent veterans who came in, a great draft class. We're going to have fun this year, I promise.
Well, gone are the days where he essentially guarantees a playoff appearance for your football team, I guess.
Right.
We went from guaranteeing Super Bowls to we're going to have fun this year.
Yeah. Hey, we'll have fun.
Yeah.
It is amazing how he has lowered expectations. It is.
Well, you have to when you lose Tom Brady, Curtis. You know that.
I mean, some of us were ahead of the curve.
If you're Gerard Mayo, how pissed are you?
So
like,
pissed.
Honestly, the more and more that we get separated from that whole season, if I'm Gerard Mayo,
Thundercat did him dirty.
Is none of it on him?
Not nearly all of it.
What about the part where he was strolling to the back of the plane and playing cards with the fellas?
Yeah, he was. Greg, that's also like you sticking just some random guy you found off the street in the studio with you and expecting him to be good at radio.
Jackson is right there.
We don't even know where he lives.
Oh, by the way, Jackson is joining us for the final road show of road show season at Lake Winnipesaukee. Ken and I discussed it, and I said, of course, let's have Jackson up. So maybe we'll have...
Where's he staying? On the dive overnight?
Greg, are you trying to kill the guy?
Maybe...
All the ones to choose, Winnipesaukee.
Maybe we will have a rare real Jackson and Hill Note Jackson guy together.
Could be in one place. That could be.
Dueling Jacksons.
That's the two worlds right there.
Wow. Anyway, what was it
so
like?
So can I just a quick thing?
That's Robert Kraft who made that decision, Shime.
Exactly. So again,
but it was also Gerard Mayo who was up in his office when he was supposed to be down on the field working, saying, Bill Belichick's doing this.
Right, just like Belichick did with the Jets when Parcells
was
coaching.
Always said, everybody said Bill Belichick can't relate to players anymore. Now we're mad at Gerard Mayo for going to the back of the plane after a game and playing cards with them. Like, it doesn't make sense to me. I think that he was made out to be such a villain that season. Mm-hmm. And the way that Robert Kraft just discarded him and moved on.
It's really awful. Courtney makes a great point. And the biggest thing, Greg, is well before you're in the back of the plane, well before I thought he was coach of the year after week one, you had a moment similar to what Vrabel had at the start of his tenure as the head coach. You had an open rebellion of your most talented player in Matthew Judon on the field, and the organization allowed Mayo to sink in that moment. Nobody came out there. Nobody publicly repudiated the player. They traded him. They got a decent return. But immediately, Mayo's role as a guy replacing Bill Belichick was thrown into question, whereas Vrabel handled that with the organization perfectly when he had the Steph Diggs video. Immediately, Diggs shows up, says hi to everybody, and falls in line. Those were the two things that I think are the best.
And maybe
example.
This is a ludicrous statement, but Gerard Mayo could have said, I'm not ready to be the head coach, right? I mean, he could have said
that. Whoever gets offered a promotion, a ton more money, and goes, yeah, no, I'm not ready for this job.
Right.
Who would ever say that, Greg?
Nobody.
I put some of it on.
People aren't honest with themselves.
But I put some.
There's only 32 jobs.
I put some of it on Mayo, right? Mayo made some mistakes.
Ooh, blame pie. How much percentage?
Yeah, he made some.
He was like, it was Monday, and he's like, I think Drake May should be our starter when the season gets here. And then it was Monday afternoon, and he's like, I don't think Drake May's ready. I don't know. The fellas, I let them go out in London till 3 a.m. and have a good time.
Made mistakes.
But Kraft couldn't have helped him with those things. You couldn't have helped. You knew this guy that you hired was very inexperienced as a head coach. He'd only been a position coach for 4 or 5 years.
Right.
You didn't even give him other people around him to help him and assist him along in the process.
Why not
hire? Just threw him out in the water. He's like, Nat, figure out how to swim, bud.
Why not hire Josh McDaniels to help him out? They could have easily did that.
They got they tried for Scott Van Pelt and they hired his fat brother.
So I put some of it on his plate.
Curtis, now we're fat shaming?
No. I meant PHAT. Okay.
But there's no way Kraft can sit up there and basically say, compare him to his relationship to his relationship with his wife Myra, who passed away, and then a year after, 1 year, not say, okay, let's get you some help. Let's do some different things and give you another shot. And he was just like, I beat it, brother. That is doing him dirty.
Yeah. Okay. What's next, Shine?
Well, next, Greg, a couple of the Florida Panthers boys were on with the Spittin' Chiclets guys. And it was interesting, the amount of a tab that they ran up at that club in Miami called 11, I think was what it was called.
Yes.
That we can hear from their interaction with Spittin' Chiclets.
Who are
I believe
they?
It was Kachuk, Marchand, and Barkov.
Okay. Marshy, what were you going back into 11 to do when Barky grabbed you by the shoulder and said, it's over, Marshy. The night's done.
I had to go back and bring it, boys.
It was 5 a.m.
I know you guys have been there. You don't leave 11 before you get kicked out. He was going to pay and then realized that, it's a $500K comp.
Oh, so they comped that whole bill for you guys. That's unbelievable.
Yeah, we're treated pretty well there. They do a good job.
Okay.
All right.
So you ran up a $500,000 tab.
Right.
Probably not that hard to do when it comes to popping bottles.
Not when you see their menu.
As the kids say.
Their bottle service.
What's a bottle of champagne? What's a bottle of...
Their most expensive Ace of Spades.
Ace of Spades.
$75,000.
Yeah.
Okay.
You should...
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
$75,000 for
light
that?
Food, light it on fire.
I mean, they got it comped. They didn't have to pay for it.
So you probably get 5 or 6 of those. Yeah. And then,
how rich do you have to be to say $75,000 for a bottle of champagne is cool?
What's Marchand making?
What do they do? Bottles of, what's a bottle of, if you're going to get a bottle of vodka?
A bottle of vodka, the most expensive one they have there is $900, almost $1,000, and it's $975, and it's their vodka.
Okay.
11 vodka.
What about some snacks?
But they're getting like tequila. They're Classe Azul, almost $15,000.
Yeah. 15 grand, that's it?
That's it.
That seems very reasonable, Curtis. Yeah.
For the Magnum. What for the Magnum.
But like, I mean this sincerely. Like, you couldn't meet anybody that you would ever want to spend time with that thinks it's normal to spend $10,000 for a bottle of tequila that's $100 outside.
Yeah, when you win the Stanley Cup.
No, I'm not talking about these guys. Oh, I'm talking about people, of course.
Who are you talking about? Regular Joe Schmoes?
Yeah, I mean, Greg would do it.
Yeah, regular
you would not.
I mean, Cinquero Wick's vodka, tequila for a Magnum, cheaper than the Classe Azul, but still over $2,000.
Yeah, that's not bad.
But you could just get a drink instead of a whole bottle.
Yeah, but then you don't get
I'm sorry. The Cinquero Extra is almost $15,000. No. So
do they have a Groupon?
Yeah, that's
but
an
then,
A-ho.
Then you don't get the section, Curtis. Now you got to fight to get up to the bar.
Service, you're right there.
I mean, there's
right
so
near
much
the DJ.
Right. See, the big...
How much, when it comes to making it rain, how much did they spend? Do we have any idea how much they spent to make
they
it rain?
They don't look like make it rain type of guys. Now, if this was football... Yeah. They're probably
being
200,000.
I love
on
these
the
videos, though.
It's probably the best night of their lives.
But you know what the crazy part about this?
They don't remember anything.
Riding the crowd wave.
The craziest thing about that interview is when the guy goes, they comped us, and then I can't remember who said, well, yeah, we spend money there before. Mm. So they must, you're not comping 500,000 unless.
Well, they partied there last year, too. They like every time now.
I bet they partied there during the season. Right. There's no way a club owner's comping you $500,000 if you're not going in.
We're talking about it now, as is everybody else. So maybe they feel like it's not really comping $500,000. It's comping the $30 that the bottle cost them to buy.
Exactly. The amount of people, the line to get in there with knowing that they're all in there with the Stanley Cup must have been around the block. I mean, 11 doesn't need any marketing. They're always jam-packed. Mm-hmm. There's also a Boston connection. One of the guys who is like a big wig at 11 is
But
a
I
Boston
bet they're
guy.
There a lot during the season. So 11's a club? A nightclub?
Yes.
Okay.
But it's also kind of a strip club. There's strippers there, but it's a nightclub.
All right.
Big whiff here. It's right around the corner from the Miami Museum of Ice Cream.
Oh,
that is a great spot.
I've made it rain in that place.
Me too. James does every Saturday.
Yes. Imagine a video of Marshan leaving 11 and going right to the ice cream museum.
All right. That's where Dale was waiting for him.
That is going to do it for They Said It.
Dale here.
Up next, we'll get to Courtney in today's news.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.